The Ramanachastav Samach Vav comments, when you look in the Parshios of Emor and Re'eh, you find that the Torah emphasizes two different aspects of the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. A mitzvah of counting days, Tisbro Chamishim Yom, and a mitzvah of counting weeks as well, Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tehiyena. And therefore, Abai tells us very simply that mitzvah mimeyome, mitzvah mimeyshavue, one is obligated to count days and obligated to count weeks. And then the Gemara continues, and what about bizman hazeh? So the Gemara tells us the following, very, very simply. Rabbanan debei Ravashi, the same thing is true bizman hazeh as well. Even without the Beis Hamikdash, even without the Minchas HaOmer, one is obligated to count the Omer as you would bizman shebeis Hamikdash kayam. And the Gemara quotes the day of Ameimar that disagrees. Ameir mani yame, lo mani shavuay, counted days, yes. Counting weeks, no. Why exactly is that true? Kosavar zecher lemikdash. You see a twofold chiddush according to the sheet of Ameimar. Number one, that Sfiras Omer bizman hazeh is not at all daraisa. It is only a zecher lemikdash. Okay? After all, miyom ha'viachem demands that you have the hakravas ha'omer. And therefore today, only a din d'rabbanan, only a zecher lemikdash, then chiddush number two. Given the fact that it's a zecher lemikdash, that means that the mitzvah does not necessarily have to be done b'shlimus. Once something is considered to be a zecher lemikdash, you require a zecher lemikdash. Does it mean you need all the rigor as though it's a mitzvah daraisa? Not necessarily. And that's the twofold chiddush of a meimar. Since it's a zecher lemikdash, so therefore it's enough to count days. You don't have to count weeks. And the significant question is, what exactly is the shita that we assume, like lahalacha, rabbanan de Ravashi, that is not true? One is obligated to count days and weeks. If a meimar is based on a dual premise, zeichel hamikdash, and therefore the mitzvah does not have to be done b'shlemuso, one could disagree with one point, the other point, both points, and that's a fundamental machlokas rishon. Rov rishonim maintain, that's the sheet of Tosus, Menachos Samach Vav, that's the sheet of the Balamar, the sheet of the Melchamos, the very end of Meseches Pesachim, that everyone agrees Sfiras Omer bizman hazeh is only a din d'rabbanan. It is not the mitzvah d'araisa at all. If the pasuk says miyom aviyachem, how can one envision that without Beis Hamikdash, without Minchas Omer, you can have a mitzvah d'araisa of Sfiras Omer? That is not the machlokes. Everyone agrees the mitzvah is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, zeichel hamikdash. But what about point two? Just because something is a zeichel hamikdash, does that mean I have a right to cut corners? And therefore, it's enough to do this, and I don't have to do that. After all, take a look at the Gon, Tav Peites. The Chiddush of the Rav Ashi is that Kol Ma D'Tikun Rabbanan Kein D'Araisa Tikun. Even though it's true, it's only a zeichel hamikdash. But the zeichel hamikdash requires that you have to replicate the mitzvah, b'shlemusa, as it was done b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim. And therefore, that really is the point of contention. To what point does a zeichel hamikdash have to mimic? Is it patterned exactly after the mitzvah in and of itself? That will be something which is very, very fundamental. Because we have other examples of a zeichel hamikdash. And if something is only considered to be a zeichel hamikdash, I'll ask the same question in that context. Does it have to be done as a mitzvah b'shlemusa? Well, one could argue, maybe that's goof of the machlokes between Rabbana Rav Ashi and a meimar. And if we assume when it comes to Sfiras Omer, absolutely yes, maybe that should apply in other cases as well. After all, the Gemara tells us, Sukkadaf Mem Aleph, Netilas Dalid Minim, on the balance of Sukkis is only a Zeichel HaMikdash. The Mitzvah Daraisa of Dalid Minim is only Lakachta Mechem B'Yom Rishon, and Mikdash Edin Daraisa Kol Shiva, the Gvulin only a Mitzvah Daraisa on the first day. Good, so we have the first day, and the second day for us is a Sveika Dioma. And what about going forward? A takan of Yochanan ben Zakkai, a zeichel hamikdash. Let me ask you a critical question. Are all the requirements of day one applicable to the balance of the days? Okay, when it comes, for example, to lochem, I understand. The pasuk says, lakachem yarishon, so good. Sukkadaf chavtes, sukkadaf lamed. Lochem is only necessary on day one, 2 days in ritva. When it comes to day two, because of yantiv sheni shogalios. What about beyond? I don't need lochem. But what about beyond lochem? Beyond lochem? What about Gezel? What about Yavesh? What about Hadar? There are many, many dinim, aside from Lachem, that are required of Dalet Minim. Can I argue that, you know what, on the balance of the days, it's only a Zeich LeMikdash, and therefore, this is not necessary? Or to argue that could, it's only a din d'rabbanan, but mamish kein daraisa. Whatever is necessary on day one is necessary throughout the Yemei HaChag. Very unclear. This is Machlokas, the Rambam and Ravid, in Ochus Luluf and Periches. Which psulim apply on the balance of the Rambam, for example, writes you can be Yotze even with a Lulav Yavesh. Because after all, the balance, Zeich LeMikdash, and the Ravid is Masik and says that certainly is not true. And what about when it comes to Psulei Hadar? What about when it comes to cases of Gezel? Okay, not Lochem, but what about Mitzvah Bavi Aveira? Does that apply when you're dealing with the balance of Yantif where the whole Netilah is only considered to be a Zeich LeMikdash? So that, no doubt, is a stunning case where you have a Zeich LeMikdash and Mefurish Machlokas Rishonim, to what extent is it necessary to go into replicate? And the Rambam Shita, that you know what? If it's only a Zeich LeMikdash, there's no assumption that the Psulei Hadar, or even Yavesh, is going to apply on the balance of. How do you understand that, after all? We assume, like Rabbanan V'Ravashi, that says you have to count days and weeks, even Bizman Hazeh. You know what the Rambam would argue? Sfira Somer, the Rambam writes, is Daraisa. Wow. That's the Rambam Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tmimus Safin. Who says that Sfira Somer is only a Din Rabbanan? Oh, a Meimer, I understand. But you know what? We don't pask like a Meimer. We pask like Rabbanan Rav Ashi. You know what the Rambam writes? You know why we paskin like Rabbanu Rav Ashi? That means Bizman Hazeh, you have to count days, you have to count weeks. Who says it's because given it's only a Zeich LeMikdash? But a Zeich LeMikdash has to perfectly mimic the mitzvah b'shlemusa. You know what I'll tell you? That according to Rabbanu Rav Ashi, Sfira Somer Bizman Hazeh is a din daraisa. That's mefurish in the Rambam. If it would have been a Zeich LeMikdash, maybe one could argue, then you're right. You don't require all the rigor, all the detail. The reason I insist on counting days and weeks, the Rambam writes, is because Sfira Sa'omer Bizman Hazeh is Daraisa. Well, so that's two very fundamental ways of understanding the Machlokes. Rav Ashi, Ameimar, do they agree that a Zeich LeMikdash does not have to replicate the mitzvah, but a fundamental Machlokes, whether Bizman Hazeh, Sfira Sa'omer, is a mitzvah Daraisa, or is it a Zeich LeMikdash? Or do they argue that, no, the premise is it's only a Zeich LeMikdash, but if something is a Zeich LeMikdash, does it have to be Kein Daraisa? You take a look, for example, at Dion in the Rush. Arvi Psachim, Perek Yud, Simin Chafei. What would you say about Maror? Maror? Well, Matzah. You know what? You better fulfill the Mitzvah Achilas Matzah with all the Dinim Achila. What about when it comes to Maror? Maror Bizman Hazeh is only a Din Rabbanan. There's an independent mitzvah, Beratoch L'matzos, but Maror is a Shechir de Pischa. Without a Karban Pesach, Maror is only a din Rabbanan. That's the Diyun in the Rush. Yud Chafei. Is it so obvious that you require a Kazayis from Maror? Is it so obvious you require a Kazayis from Maror? Well, the Rush writes the Maskani, yes. And the Rush writes something that no doubt is subject to Biur. The Rush writes, well, look, you know what? You make a bracha, Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Etzano Al Achilas Maror. Therefore, that's an indicator that you need that you need a Kazayis. What exactly does that Rush mean? What exactly does the Rush mean? Could the Rush really mean that technically you don't even need a Kazayis? But since Chazal were Koveya the Nusach of Achila, so Achila requires a Kazayis? Achila requires, that would be a stunning Kiddush. The reason you have to eat a Kazayis and Maror is Mishum HaBracha. Because in the Bracha you said Al Achilas Maror, and Achila requires a Kazayis. That's a Shagasarian Simen Kuf. What exactly does the Rush mean? Does the Rush really mean that Dikar Hadin Maror should not require? But we have a Bracha of Achila. Oh, Achila, B'chol HaTorah Kula means, you know, and one could raise the following question, why were Chazal Koveya such a Bracha? If Chazal would have been Koveya Bracha Val Mitzvah Smarah, maybe you wouldn't require a Kazayis. Or let me ask you the next step. What would you say about Korech? Does Korech require a Kazayis? Does Korech not require a Kazayis? You know, maybe one could argue as follows, that that's really not what the Rush means. Achila. Maybe the Rush means the following. The fact that we recite a Bracha on Maror, maybe that indicates that Achila Smar is not just a Zeichel HaMikdash, but maybe Mar is a Mitzvah Sachila Derabanan, and the Bracha is an indicator, no? You know what? The Gemara debates. What exactly is the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Hadlakos a Mitzvah, Hanachos a Mitzvah. Oh, you know what the Gemara says? Well, we make a Bracha of Lahadlik Ner. That's a Raimo Chachas, that the Mitzvah is a Mitzvah Sadlaka. The Gemara says, Shabbos Chav Gimel, the Nusach HaBrachi is an indicator, Oh, Tosus Yavamah, Tatsarim Abayz. The sugyas that we had, Levishas Kilaim, Levishas Titzis, now. Tosus said a stunning Chiddush. Maybe there's a fundamental difference between Kilaim and Titzis, no? Even though that's the source of Esed HaChalosa say, the sugyas Yavamah Stavdalit, but you know what, there really is a fundamental difference. Tosus suggests, Tzarim Abayz is such a Chiddush that Shatnez lo silbash shatnez. The maisa levish is considered to be aser. When it comes to tzitzis, asher techaseba kfar. Ooh. The mitzvah is to wear the tzitzis, and in shatnez, donning the beged is considered to be this. Why would Tosa say such a thing? Because the Gemara in Berachas Daf Yutes calls shatnez kumbesei. And the Gemara Yavamah Stav Tzarim Abayz calls Tzitzis Sheval Taseh. Why do you call Tzitzis Sheval Taseh? Why do you call Kilayim Kum Ve'aseh? In both cases, you're wearing a garment. Is that called active or passive? Active or passive? Tosus writes such a Chiddush that, you know what? When it comes to Tzitzis, Asher Techaseh Bakvar, that's for Sheval Taseh. When it comes to Shatnez Lo Silbash, that's considered to be Bekum Ve'aseh. Oh, that should have been discussed because, after all, that's the source of Esed HaChalos HaSeh. Doesn't the Gemara tell us that the basic requirement of Esed HaChalos HaSeh is Be'idna? The moment that you violate the law, you fulfill the essay? Is that really true? According to Tosos, when you don the beged, you're violating the law, and the mitzvah tzitzis kicks in a little bit later, Asher techaseh bakvar, isn't that an important tara? How can that be called Be'idna? Maybe I'll tell you the following. Maybe it's called Bina because of the Maisa Mitzvah. Because even when it comes to Tzitzis, the Kiyum is Asher Techaseh Bakvar, but the Maisa Mitzvah is the Levisha. Or maybe one could argue that Pisket Osus and Zvachim, that's called Bina. The fact that you have a tiny lapse between when you don the Beged and when you wear the Beged, you know what? That's called Bina. That's a very heavy machlokas Rishonim. Those are several days in Tosas and Gittin Daf Mem Aleph. If you have a slight lapse, is that really called the Idna? Or indeed is it not? So Tosas suggests this Chiddush that, you know what, the mitzvah tzitzis is subsequent, asher techaseh bakvar, and Tosas leaves us with a kasha. Why would Chazal be koveya? A nusach habracha of lihi sate? If the atif is not the mitzvah is only asher techaseh bakvar. Doesn't the nusach habracha point to the very essence, the nature of the mitzvah itself? And if Chazal were koveh abracha of lehis atef, it means the atif is the mitzvah, not just simply asher techaseh bakvar. Maybe that's the beer in the rush. If Chazal were koveh that there's a bracha on marav al achilas marar, you know what that means? Not mishum habracha, but the bracha is an incredible indicator that the mitzvah is one of achila, and if it's a mitzvah achila, achila requires a kazayis. Well, and what would you say about karech? Oh, that's the shagasayin simen kuf. Korech, isn't that a zeichel mikdash? Does korech require a kazayis? You know, you're going to argue, the Rush says bracha. Is there a bracha on Korech? You know what I'm going to tell you? Maybe yes, maybe no. Do you recite a bracha on Korech? Absolutely not. Maybe yes. The Chok Yaakov, Tafayin Gimel. Of course you recite a bracha. You just made a bracha of Al-Achilas Matzah. And you just made a bracha of Al-Achilas Marah. You know what? That bracha is not only on the Matzah and the Marah, which is eaten separately. That's a Birchas HaMitzvah on Korech. That's a birchas hamitzvah. Who says there's no bracha? Oh, Rabbi Nirucham writes there's no bracha. Rabbi Nirucham, hey Dalit, there's no bracha on Korech. How do you know that that's true? Maybe there is a bracha. And indeed, the bracha of matzah and maror is not only on the immediate achilah, but it's on the korech as well. That, you know what? Don't be mafsik. Don't be mafsik in between the bracha of achilas matzah and maror and the achilas korech. Ad kedei kach, Mishabura suggests, Lidi Mistafina, maybe the timing of saying the words Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel should be after Korech, not before Korech. Because after all, that, you know what? If the bracha is chal on the achila, so why not go ahead and do the achila, and then you can go ahead and explain, I'm doing this because, That's a pretty fascinating machlokas. Bracha on a Zeichel Mikdash, and is Korech a Zeichel Mikdash, or is it a mitzvah sachila? Netilah Sulu of Esrik Shami Achad. Is that a mitzvah drabanan of Netilah? Or is that just a Zeichel HaMikdash? And does Zeichel HaMikdash warrant a bracha? Well, according to Rover Shonim, that's exactly the Chiddush of Rabbanim Rashi. Sphere somewhere is a Zeichel HaMikdash, and guess what? It requires all the details. And the Rambam writes, maybe not. Maybe Rabbanim Rashi assumes Sphere somewhere b'smana says a din daraisa. But had it been a Zeichel HaMikdash, you know what? I would agree. Days, weeks, maybe yes, maybe yes. The Netziv has a beautiful piece. It's like, Gadosh HaPesach, Purchatz. A little bit unusual. We wash here. We usually don't wash at this time, Why exactly is that true? You know what the Netziv writes? He is sold when it comes to the Seder. A beautiful piece the Netziv has. You should realize that much of the Seder is a reenactment of what we would do Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim. And Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim Tibulu Babashke. Of course you would wash on your Akos. Of course you would wash it. Oh, that's the issue of the Taz. Now, why all of a sudden now, it's a low Seder, we're being makabed on Tibulu Bamashke, and the rest of the year, we don't do so. Is that right? You know what the Netziv writes? There are many things that we do at the Seder, which is a Zecher HaMikdash. And the Netziv writes, Urchatz is a Zecher HaMikdash. I'll ask you the following details. To what extent does Urchatz require all the dinim of Netilas Yadayim? Now, there are many dinim in Netilas Yadayim. If this is just a Zeich LaMikdash, so you know what I'm going to tell you? No, I don't know. The Krei Kodesh, Tzipei Sefrenk, the horrors of Rav Yosef Kohn. You know what he writes? Ooh, Menachos Samavav. Oh, the Machlokas Rishonim regarding Sefiras Omer. That's the starting point. Does a Zeich LaMikdash require all of that detailed rigor? So two incredible shitos in terms of what is Sefiras Omer's Manazeh Daraisa with the Nafkaminas, the ripple effect of Zeich LaMikdash, B'chol HaTorah Kula. Whereas Rover Shonim assume, yes, Zeich LaMikdash, and the Rambam Shita, Adin Darais. Wow. And then you have a third Shita. Darais and Rabbanim. What the third Shita? What would that be? Rabbi Yerucham? Hey, Dalit. Rabbi Yerucham writes the following. The Gemara just got through saying that there are two different elements of Sefiras Omer, counting days, counting weeks. Is there any basis to distinguish between them? So that's the incredible Chiddush of Rabbi Yerucham. Rucham writes an incredible ha'ara. Look at the psukim in Parshas Emor. Look in Parshas Re, and you're going to see something which is stunning. When it comes to counting days, the Torah says Tisbru Chamishim Yom. And days, there's no linkage. There's no linkage between the counting of the days and the offering of the Minchas Omer. The pasuk says Miyom Aviachem Minchas Omer. Yes, Sheva Shabbosos Timnos Tienu. The Torah links the Minchas Omer with the counting of the weeks, but not with the counting of the days. So Rabbi Yochanan writes such a stunning Chiddush that, you know what? Counting days, counting weeks, what up is Manazeh? Counting weeks is a Zeich HaMikdash. Counting days is a mitzvah daraisa. That's the Shita Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan goes a step further, incredible, that Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, they used to recite two brachos on Sefiras Omer. One on counting days, one on counting weeks. Wow, that sounds shocking. They used to recite two brachos. If there's a mitzvah in the Yomei and a mitzvah in the Shavuot, so therefore, why one bracha? Why one bracha? They used to recite two separate brachos. Wow. Not so simple. Brachos Tav Samach. How many brachos do you recite when it comes to tefillin? No. Now, the Rambam Shita is an example. That, you know what? Mitzvah Beis, Mitzvah Gimel, and Sefer HaMitzvos. Two different mitzvahs. The Tefillah Shorosh, Tefillah Shoyad, with a single bracha. even if they're two separate mitzvos. But if they are mitzvos that are so consistently heavily linked, you need a separate berachas hamitzvah. The Gon writes in Hilchos Tefillin, Simen Chafei, a Toseftin brachos, a person's mafresh meiser, and trumas meiser, and meiser ani, and meiser sheni. That's one mitzvah. That's one mitzvah. But mafurish and Tosefta, one bracha. One bracha. Wow, one bracha. A bracha is always an indicator of independent mitzvos. Rabbi Nurucham Shita Chiddush. No, if there are two different mitzvos, counting days and counting weeks, two different brachos. And then Rabbi Nurucham writes the following, that we don't do that. Why don't we do that? Oh, because counting days is a mitzvah daraisa. Counting weeks is only a zeichel hamikdash. And Rabbi Nurucham writes, you only recite a bracha on counting days because you recite a bracha on a mitzvah daraisa, mitzvah darabanan, but you don't recite a bracha on a zeichel hamikdash. The great chiddush of Nurucham is that the bracha on Sfiras Omer is only chal on Sfiras Hayomim, as opposed to arguing that the bracha is chal both on counting days and on counting nights. Wow. Rabbi Nurucham maintains that's not true. The bracha is only chal on counting days, not on counting weeks. The Beis Halevi, Chelek Alef Siman Lamedes, writes the following. You know what? We're machmer for the Bahag. You miss a day, you can no longer continue to count. You know what? A person misses day 30. He can't go ahead and count day 31, day 32. All of a sudden now it's day 35. Can I go ahead and count day 35 with a bracha? Because there's a mitzvah of counting weeks. A fascinating machlokas Rishonim. What does it mean, a mitzvah of counting weeks? Does a mitzvah of counting weeks mean 7, 14, 21, 28? Or does the mitzvah of counting weeks mean, no, to say tonight is the eighth night, which is one day, one week? No. What is the mitzvah of counting weeks? It means counting every day, breaking it up? Or does it mean when I get to the sof, the end, week one, week two, week three? Beis Halevi writes the following. At least when you get to the end, can you recite a bracha on counting the week? Counting the week. Wow. So a person misses day 30, no bracha, 31, 32, 33. Oh, 35. Can I make a bracha on counting the week? We don't assume like this Beis Halevi, but the Beis Halevi writes yes. Yes. Beis Halevi writes the following. According to Rabbi Nurucham, absolutely not. Because the bracha is only on counting days. And if you miss a day, that mitzvah somehow does not allow for a bracha. We discussed last week. Okay. What about reciting a bracha on the week? No, that's only a zeichel hamikdash. I think you recite a bracha, but the Beis Halevi writes, we don't paskin like this, Rabbi Nurucham. We assume like Rov Rishonim, whether daraisa, whether derabanan, but Rov Rishonim, what is true of days is true of weeks. And if that really is true, the bracha is chal on counting days and counting weeks. And therefore, the possibility of reciting a bracha on the Sfiras HaShavuos. And that's the chiddush that the Beis Halevi writes. Wow, that's something which is stunning. Ritzipe Sefrank writes that's the basis of the Nusach, of much of the Minhag Sfard. For example, if tonight is day 8, they're going to say, Hayom Shmona Yamim La'omer. Shehem Shavu Echav Yom Echad. Why is the placement of the Omer there and not at the very end? So if you assume the mitzvahs to count days and weeks, and that's equal footing, so you know what? So therefore, do the full count. Days, weeks, la'omer. Good. Let's assume you're arguing that counting days is the mitzvah daraisa, and counting weeks is only a zeichel hamikdash. Maybe one could suggest the following. The counting of the days has to be absolutely complete before you progress to the zeichel hamikdash. You're just going to say the following. It's day 8. Day 8 of what? Day 8 of what? Day 8 of what? And now you go on to the zeichel hamikdash. Count independently the counting of the days. This is day 8 of the Omer, and then you can break down Shehem. Well, that's the basis of the Minhag Sfard. It's not that the word the Omer is necessarily Ikuva, but what's the most appropriate place? The Chuvas Rashi's Mefurish, Tufnun Zayin, that the word the Omer is not Likuva, but even without being Likuva. But where would you place the word La Omer? If the mitzvah is days and weeks, you place it at the very end. If the mitzvah is days and weeks is a Zeich LeMikdash, it makes sense to complete the phrase, the clause, after the Sfiras HaYomim in and of itself. Well, so that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Nurucham Shita, a difference in counting days and counting weeks. You'll ask Rabbi Nurucham, where did I get this from? Where did I get this from? Baruch is going to say, where did you get this from? Just look at the psukim. Look at the psukim. The pasuk links counting days with Minchas Omer, and that's not counting weeks with Minchas Omer, and that's not true when it comes to the days. So that's clear. That's clear. No, no. He'll ask Rabbi Yerucham, why would that be? Why would that be? Why would that be? Why would you argue that days is Daraisa and weeks is only a Zerich LaMikdash? The what question I understand. What is the Shita? The Pasuk says, after all, Yom HaViyachem is Sheva Shavos T'Misyena. And offset is Tisfru Chamishim Yom. Why? You know what? How bothered are you about the why questions? The why questions, no? You know, in life, I'll tell you, let's focus on the what questions, no? What is the halacha? What is the hagdara? What is the why question? The why question? Okay, you know, like Ruchem doesn't explain the why question. Un or sameach, perek zayin of Tmini Musafim. Or sameach light. Why would that be? Why would that be? I understand both are daraisa. I understand both are drabanan. Half is daraisa. Half is zayich lemikdash. Why would that be? Why would that be? So Rav Sameach writes, you know what? Maybe this is a gzeres hamelech. Okay, it's a gzeres hakosu. It's a gzeres hakosu. Oh, the why question? Okay, you know, like, it's always important. Now, machlokas Rabbi Shimon, darshin in time of dekra, even without darshin in time of dekra, but nonetheless, a person should try to understand as best as he can that what exactly underlies the mitzvah. But sometimes, one could argue, you know what? Okay, the pasuk consists. So the Sameach writes, Gzeira Samelech. Oh, and all of a sudden the Sameach writes, no, you know what? I'll tell you why. And the why is so magnificent. No. Rosh Hashanah Dafei. Wow. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Dafei tells us the following. You know, let's say when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, as an example. Maybe I would have thought, but you know what? When is Rosh Chodesh? You know, maybe I would have said the following. You know what? Let's see when there's a molad halavana. When there's a molad halavana, you know what that means? It's Rosh Chodesh. Meaning up until that point, it's the previous month. After the molad halavana, it's the next month. No? You know, if that would be the halacha, maybe you would listen. You know, when the gabbai announces the molad, you know, you would say, that's really important. No, that, you know what? But is that really true? No, the Gemara says the following, Chodesh Yomim. You can't have a day which is half that. Half the day is part of this month, half the day is part of that month. You know what? A month is broken up into units of days. You don't have, for example, a day where half the day is this and half the day is that. Chodesh Yomim. The molad is very important. That's going to be koveya the day of. You know what? We're going to count days and we're going to be koveya that's Rosh Chodesh. I understand that's true. The Gemara says something which is done. When it comes, for example, to Yantav, let's say the following. A person is obligated to offer Yantav Karbanos Arega. It's Pesach. I want to offer the various Karbanos Arega. When do I offer it? You know what the answer is? The week of Pesach. Okay. A person is supposed to offer a Karbanos Arega on Sukkos. When do you offer it? The week of Sukkos. Oh, and I'll tell you a Chiddush. You know, if you didn't offer the Chagiga during Sukkos proper, Chogeg Baholech. You can even offer it on Shmini Atzeres. In certain ways, Shmini Atzeres is a regular B'nai Atzmo. In other ways, Shmini Atzeres is a Hemshech of Sukkos. You know what? That one in principle could even offer it at that time. You know, that's pretty important, you know? It's not clear on Shmini Atzeres where you place the word Chag. No? Different Minhagim? No? But we use the word Chag on Shmini Atzeres. Guess what? The Rama writes, why are you saying the word Chag on Shmini Atzeres? Because you know what Chag means? Chag is a Karban Chagiga, Sukkah Daftes. And there is no Karban Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. So just say it's Yom Shmini Atzeres. Why are you saying the word Chag? But we say Chag, no? Why do we say Chag? Oh, I'll tell you, because Mishlo Chagag, Chogig Baholech. You have an opportunity to offer the Karban Chag even on Shmini Atzeres as well. And that justifies referring to Shmini Atzeres as a Chag, a Zman that is set to offer a Karban Chagiga. It doesn't have an independent Chiyuv, but if you didn't offer during Sukkot, Chogeg V'Holech, and that's kind of fascinating. Where do you place the word Chag? Many different practices, as you know. I have a week to offer the Karban Chagiga on Pesach, a week plus when it comes to Sukkot. What would you say about Shavuos? What would you say about Shavuos? So pretty incredible, no? That Gemara, Shana Daf Hey? A week. Wow. That's pretty stunning, no? A week of Pesach. Pesach's a week. A week plus of Sukkot. Yeah, that's the duration of Sukkot in Shmini Atzeres. Shavuos is one day. And you have a halacha of chogeg v'holech. Really, chogeg v'holech. There's such a... Like, absolutely, yes. Why would that be? Where do you see this as true? There's a week of Sukkot, we say Pesach, I get that. No, there's a week of Shavuos. What do you mean that there's a week of Shavuos? No? What it means, you leave yeshiva for Shavuos and you don't come back for a week's time? A week of Shavuos. Rosh Hashanah Daf Hey. Tachanun? Maybe yes, maybe no. No? Alitzvish. No. Yisruchad. Won't say Tachanun. But then on, you say Tachanun. What does it mean that there's a week of Shavuos? You know what the answer is? It didn't arise. The Karban Chagig of Shavuos. You can offer that for an entire week. What? That's a din d'oraisa. Chogeg v'holech. Where do you see that that's true? Where do you see that there's a week of Shavuos? So you know what the Gemara says? Something incredible. Wait, Shavuos doesn't have a calendar date. The Kviyas of Shavuos is based on the Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is Koveya, the Yontif of Shavuos. And you know what the Gemara says? It's incredible. And there's a mitzvah of the Neyome. There's a mitzvah of the Shavuot. The Torah says you have to count days and you have to count weeks. Why do you think you have to count weeks? Why do I have to count days? Because I'm going to count the days of Sfira and Tisbruch HaMishim Yom, and that's going to be Koveya, the day of Shavuos. You know why you count weeks? You count weeks in order to be Koveya, the week of Shavuos. Why would there be a mitzvah of counting weeks if there's no substance, no significance to the week of Shavuos? You count the days of the Omer to be Koveya, the day of Shavuos, and you count the weeks or to be Koveya, the week of Shavuos. A week of Shavuos? I never heard of such a thing. Rosh Hashanah Daf Hey, Mishloach Chagan. The Karban Chagig is offered the entire week. There's a day of Shavuos, there's a week of Shavuos. A day of Shavuos, there's a week of Shavuos. That's something which is stunning. Oh, so Sameach writes the following. L'mayna afkamina, there's a day of Shavuos. A day of Shavuos. Shavuos, Kedusha Sayom, Nisr Malacha, Mitzvah of Simcha, Aliyah L'rega. L'mayna afkamina, there's a week of Shavuos. You know what the answer is? Mikdash, Karbanos HaRegel. The week of Shavuos is only relevant to Avodas HaMikdash. There's a Nisr Malacha all week. There's a Mitzvah of Simcha all week. It's relevant when it comes to Avodas HaMikdash. Oh, now guess what? You look at the psukim. The Torah only links the Avodas HaMikdash with counting weeks, not with counting days. Whoa, that's pretty cool, no? And there's Sameach. That's why Rabbi Yerucham says that counting days is a mitzvah d'oraisa b'zman hazeh, but counting weeks is only a Zeichel HaMikdash. It's only a Zeichel HaMikdash. Counting weeks is only relevant for Avodas HaMikdash. Not at all surprising. That's amazing, no? You take something that sounds like a chok, a gzeres hamelech, and all of a sudden, it's like posh pshat, no? You wonder, why doesn't everybody agree with Rabbeinu Yerucham? Now that's, what a beautiful beer. Now take a look. Or Sameach, Perek Zayin, he writes Sod Hashem Nireyav regarding this biur, something which is striking. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham. So three shitas. Wow. And Rabbeinu Yerucham writes the stunning chiddush. And once you see that this is true, the bracha on Sfira Summer is only on days, not on weeks, because you don't make a bracha on a Zeichel HaMikdash. And Rabbi Yerucham continues, where do you see that this is true? What we just mentioned earlier. Does Korech have a bracha? Mefurash Rabbi Yerucham, hey Dalid, no. The bracha on Al Achilas Matzah and Al Achilas Marah is not Chal on Korech. because Korach is only considered to be a Zeich LeMikdash, and there's no bracha on a Zeich LeMikdash, as opposed to arguing absolutely yes, but the bracha of Achilas Matzah and Mar. According to some Rishonim, the Iker Mitzvah Achilas Matzah is Afikomen. Is Afikomen. There's no bracha on Afikomen. How could that possibly be? According to Rishonim, the Iker Mitzvah Tkiyah Shofar is Al Seder HaBrachos. There's no bracha, there's no bracha. You know what you're going to argue? La'achar Shemile Kreso. Well, of course, you recite the bracha before the first Tkiyahs, but obviously that applies to the Tkiyahs which are Al Seder HaBrachos as well. You go and recite the bracha of Al Achilas Matzah on the Kazayus Rishon, but it's going to cover the Afikomen as well. And you're going to recite a bracha Achilas Matzah on the Kazayus Rishon, and that's going to cover the Korech as well. Who says there's no bracha? Rebbe Nirucham. As opposed to arguing, maybe there is a bracha, but there's coverage. Just like there's coverage in Tkiyah Shofar. Well, just like there's coverage when it comes possibly to the Afikomen. That's like a fascinating deal. There is a Prima Gadim Tafayin Gimel that writes, maybe there are two ways of understanding Korech. One is a pure Zeich HaMikdash. The other is it's a mitzvah sachila derabanan. It's a mitzvah sachila derabanan, like we usually assume about Marah. It's a mitzvah sachila derabanan. I always say Zeich HaMikdash. Well, of course, the basis of Chazal being koveya, this mitzvah sachila derabanan, is based on what was done, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam. But does it really mean that it's only a Zeich HaMikdash? Or does it mean, no, it's a mitzvah sachila derabanan? Prima Gadim writes the following Chiddush. Maybe this should be based on a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, not so simple. But, all right, read on. Zeich LeMikdash Gilel. Kein Asol Ezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam Haya Korech. What exactly? Rashi writes, Pesach Matzumara. You know what the Rambam writes? Matzumara. Or Prima Gadim writes a Chiddush, Tafayin Gimel. Oh, maybe that's critical. If what was done Bizman Shemei Samikdash Kayam was Matzah Mara, that's exactly what we do. We're Korich Matzah Mara. Maybe that would indicate that, you know what, it's a mitzvah sachila drabana. But if you're going to argue Bizman Shemei Samikdash Kayam, Rashi, Hayek Korich Pesach Matzah Mara, what we're doing is, that's the mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah at all. The mitzvah is A, B, and C. We're only doing A and B. You know what? Maybe that indicates that it's not even a mitzvah d'rabban. It's just a zeich l'davar. Prima Gadim writes, achidish na mulchach. But he writes, to what extent is it a mitzvah sachila d'rabbanan? To what extent is it a zeich l'mikdash? Maybe that should really depend on what exactly was done. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayin. Oh, but that's the chidish of Rabbein Yerucham. You don't make a bracha on korech because it's only a zeich l'mikdash as opposed to coverage. And then Ruchem writes, I'll give you another example. Hoshanos. Sukkadaf Mem Dalet. You recite a bracha on Hoshanos. Hoshana Rabbi, you recite a bracha? Why not? Rabbi Ruchem writes the following Kiddush. Zeich HaMikdash. It's only a Zeich HaMikdash. And in a Zeich HaMikdash, you don't recite a bracha. Those are the three cases Rabbi Ruchem writes. Counting weeks, Korech, and Hoshanos. That's all. Ooh. Zeich LeMikdash, and in Zeich LeMikdash you don't recite a bracha. Wow, that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yerucha. Wow. The example of Hoshanas is also such a great Chiddush, because that's why you don't recite a bracha, because it's Zeich LeMikdash. That's not exactly what the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Mem Dalet. The Gemara says something seemingly very, very different. The Gemara says, you know what? We have this practice of Hoshanas. Our practice of Hoshanas, is it a takana or is it a minag? Yesod Nevi'im or minag Nevi'im? The Gemara says, what's a nafka minag? Whether it's a takana or whether it's a minag. You know what the Gemara answers? Bracha. The Gemara says, chavid lo barech, chasam rabig nag Nevi'im. Oh, I'll bring you a raimu chachas that it's only a minag because we don't make a bracha. Poshab Shat in Gemara is, you don't make a bracha on Hoshanas because it's a minhag. It's a minhag. And on a minhag, you don't recite a bracha. Rabbi Nurchim writes a chiddush. You don't recite a bracha because the minhag is a zeich l'mikdash. Why does Rabbi Nuchum say that exactly? The Gemara says, Minav, why does Rabbi Nuchum have to add Zeich HaMikdash? I'll tell you the following, what we discussed at great length last year. You don't make a bracha on a minag. You really don't make a bracha on a minag. Why do we observe Yom Tov Sheni Shegalias? Minag Avosenu B'Yadenu. Minag. And we make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni Shegalias. That's Tosus's Kasha. Tosus's Kasha on that daf. Sukkah daf Mem Dalet. The Gemara says, you don't make a bracha. We go and make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni Shegalias. So how can the Gemara say such a thing? Halon Rosh Chodesh, Achatzi Halel. The Gemara says that's a minhag. Do you recite a bracha? Tosa says yes. Guess what? The Rambam says no. Wow. The Rambam writes that there's no bracha on Achatzi Halel, not only in Rosh Chodesh. There's no bracha on Achatzi Halel on Shar Yemei HaPesach. Wow. You know who disagrees with that split? The Ramban. Ramban writes, wait a second. Chatzi halal Rosh Chodesh is a minhag. That's true. Chatzi halal on Shari Mei HaPesach is not a minhag. It's not a minhag at all. That's a sugyan erech and daf yud. Why don't you recite a full halal? Oh, the Gemara says, Chalukah v'karban al-sayin. You know, there's a huge difference, the Ramban writes, between a chatzi halal of Rosh Chodesh and a chatzi halel on Shari Mei HaPesach. You know what I would tell you very simply? In both cases, you recite a chatzi halel, but you know what? They're coming from opposite directions. You know, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, you know what the operative question is? Why do you recite halel at all? No? What's the question on Shari Mei Chag HaPesach? Why don't you recite a halel shalem? No, they're coming. What's the muskel rishon? What's the starting point? You're right, the resolution is chatzi, but they're coming from opposite directions, the Ramban, no? If I didn't have this Gemara, I would have said, you know what, there's no halel in Rosh Chodesh. If I didn't have this Gemara, why would I have said there's a full halel on all of Pesach? Ein chaluk and kabbal seyan tells you that you nudge down, and minna tells you nudge up. When it comes to the Ramban, it's the mina of kamina, bracha. Even if you don't recite a bracha on a chatzi halel on Rosh Chodesh, you do recite a bracha on a chatzi halel of Pesach. And I'll tell you, this is Ramban l'shitasei, because the Ramban say for Mitzvah Shorosh Rishon that halan yantif is a function of simcha. Simcha is mechayev halel. Is there a mitzvah of simcha on Shari Mei HaPesach? You know what the answer is? Absolutely yes. What, the mitzvah of Samachta Bechagecha is not on Shar Yemei HaPesach? Of course there's a mitzvah of Simcha. Which means, according to Ramban, it would be inconceivable not to have a halal. That's not the question. One can discuss the detail. Is there a halal shalim or a chatzi halal? And maybe in Chalukah and Karban HaSeyan, or maybe, Masayodai, maybe yes, maybe no, maybe that's also a reason that notches down. But there must be a halal on Rosh Chodesh. If there's no such chiv of simcha, why is there a halal? Minag, wow. So, three fascinating shittas, no? Our minag Ashkenaz, Hijra Bayatosos, there, Sukkah Mem Dalet, Brachas Yedalet. We recite a bracha even on Rosh Chodesh. And the Rambam Shita, you don't recite a bracha on a chatzi halal even on Shari Mei HaPesach, and the beautiful split of the Ramban. Wow, Rosh Chodesh no, Pesach yes, but interesting, we do recite a bracha. That's Tosus Kasha. We do recite a bracha. Wow. Tosus is bothered. How can you recite a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni Shegalias if it's only a minhag? And yet the Gemara says when it comes to Hoshanos, no bracha because it's a minhag. Oh, that Ran, Sukkah Daf Chav Beis and Daf Yarif, the Ran writes, when the Gemara says Yom Tov Sheni is minhag avosenu b'yadenu, it does not mean minhag. It means there's a takana drabanan to observe a second day of Yom Tov. I'll ask you a question. Why were Chazal koveya such a din drabanan? You know what the answer is? Minhag avosenu b'yadenu. Minhag avosenu is not telling you the nature of it's only a minhag. It's telling you the tam hadavar. Why did the Chacham institute such a takana drabanan? The answer is because for years and years and years and years we observed a second day of Yom Tov because of sacred Yoma. So the mitzvah, the takana drabanan, is to preserve, to maintain, to continue. And therefore, it's not at all like Hoshanos. That's the Chiddush of the Ran. Hoshanos is a minna. The Antrish Galeos is a takana. Takana, wow. That's an important Ran. Chabez and Daf Yarif. Tosfos says something very unusual. Tosfos writes the following. I'm not so bothered by Yantiv Sheni Shagalios. Because after all, where do you find a bracha on Yantiv Sheni Shagalios? Where do you find a bracha? Kiddush, okay, that's not really a Birchas HaMitzvah. Asher Kirshom Mitzvah Savet Tzivanu. Where do you find Asher Kirshom Mitzvah Savet Tzivanu? Tosfos says only one place. Only one place. Unusual. Only one place. Shofar. Asher Kirshom Mitzvah Tzivanu. Shofar, Rosh Hashanah. That's Yom Arich Tadamiya. That's Yom Arich Tadamiya. So what's the problem? The Gemara says you don't recite a bracha on a minhag, and Yantar Sheni is a minhag. Where do you have a bracha with Sven Yantar Sheni? Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Yantav different. Yom Arich Tadam. Take a look at that Ran. The Ran, Daf Chavez and Daf Yarif. You don't recite a bracha on matzah. You don't recite a bracha on marar. What exactly is Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying, I'm not bothered by this question of Yantar Sheni because it's not relevant to Tefillin Kiddush Hayom. It's relevant when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah. Only Birchas HaMitzvah you have, the shofar. Really? That's the only Birchas HaMitzvah you have? And at the second Seder, like, no. Oh, what is that? Oh, Rabbi Kvega writes, Nagoyin HaShas. Rabbi Kvega writes, Ayin Taz Simen Ches. The Taz and Simen Ches is a Chostitzis. A Chostitzis. So the Taz writes the following. You know what? Little unusual. When you put on your Talis Gadol, you know, you're making a bracha, le. What about when it comes to Talis Katan? Oh, the Taz writes the practice. And Talis Katan, al. Why? Why would that be? The Taz writes the following. Obviously, there's a full chiyuv when you are wearing a Talis Katan. A Talis Katan. How katan is the Talis Katan? What exactly is the shear? You know, Poshev Shalvek and Gemara, it means, you know, a type of beged that one could walk out with comfortably. It would really be mechasa haguf, you know? Sometimes you see, like, the long talis katan. No, it's, usually you don't always see it's covered by a bekeshe, a rekel. No, it's covered by, you know, but, you know, you think, you know, your tzitzis are large, you know, because, 24 by 24, that, relatively speaking, that's not most. The Taz writes the following chiddush. Since, indeed, there is a suffix when it comes to shiur. And maybe this is not the full shirav. Even though Ikra didn't assume yes, but you know what? We're going to cover ourselves. That we're not going to recite a brach of le, because le means I'm about to perform an absolute mitzvah right here and now. But rather, we're going to recite the brach of al, because al is just an acknowledgement that there is such a mitzvah. There is such a mitzvah. Wow, that's based on a sugi in Psachim and of Zayin, when the Gemara says, when you're doing it over Lasiyasa and you're about to perform a mitzvah, then the bracha is leh. If it's not a mitzvah, it's like only a rishus, like shchita. Or if it's lachar Asiyasa, you're not doing the mitzvah quite right now, then the nosach bracha is always al. Wow, that's that Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega says, take a look at that Taz. What does that have to do with Tosfos? Yeah, that's beautiful, no? Tosfos apparently is not bothered by the al brachos. Tosfos is only bothered by the libracha, no? The libracha, wow, that's a diuk, no? If it's al, okay, al just acknowledges there's a mitzvah of matzah. Okay. But where do you see a liv, which means I'm performing the mitzvah right here and now, even though it's only a minug? That you only have when it comes to shofar. Because the nusach habracha of Tosfos of shofar is lishmo akol shofar with lamed. And the brach on matzah is ala achilas matzah. So Tosfos is only bothered by that. Tosfos says, that's no raya because Rosh Hashanah is Yom Arich Tadam. No? Wow, that's a pretty beautiful tzion, Rabbi Geiger, no? You see the Tosfos, you read it time and time again. What am I missing? Why isn't Tosfos bothered by the Seder? No? Rabbi Geiger, ayin simen ches. No, that's it, no? The al, the lit. That's the shita of Rabbi Nirucha. and I'll just leave with food for thought. No, you take a look at the Briskerav. Take a look at the Tosus Rid and Sukkadaf Memdalid. The Tilas Lulav Shari Mehachag. We mentioned, no? At the beginning of this year. Sukkadaf Memalid. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Zeichel HaMikdash, Zeichel HaMikdash. And we recite the bracha on Dalid Minim throughout Sukkos. There is a Shita, Sukkadaf Memvav, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Rashi says holds you don't recite a bracha, but we of course recite a bracha. We recite a bracha. Rabbi Nuchum writes, I'll prove to you that there's no bracha on something which is a Zeichel HaMikdash. That's counting weeks of the Omer, and Korech, and Hoshanos. And what about Netilas Sulu Kol Sheva? Apparently that's something which is somewhat different. Food for thought, why would that be different? Why is it a different type of Zeichel HaMikdash? Or is that just a Zeichel HaMikdash, or is that really a Tekana Derabanan of Netilas Sulu? But that's the beautiful Chiddush of Rabbi Nirucham. So three shittas. When it comes to Sfira Samar B'Zman Hazeh, Daraisa, Drabanan, the beautiful split of Rabbeinu Yerucham, days, weeks, take a look at the psukim. Wow, it seems clear. Why should that be true? Ooh, the beer of Sameach, Timusam Perek Zayin. Because there's a mitzvah of counting days, a mitzvah of counting weeks. Counting days is necessary to be koveh the Yantav of Shuas. That's true throughout the entire world. Counting weeks to be koveh the week of Shuas, that's only needed in Mikdash. Bizman Shabesa Mikdash Kayim, Karbanos HaRegel. And therefore the Chiddush of Yerucham, that Bizman Hazeh, counting weeks at Dendaraisa, as a Mizeich LaMikdash, and counting weeks is the mitzvah Daraisa, and that's why the Pasuk links it in that particular fashion. And it's Chiddush. The bracha was for a Somer, only on counting days, not on counting weeks. The Beis Halevi writes, we assume like Rover Shonim, the bracha is chal on both, but a fundamental machal mil Shonim. The Rambam Shita, both are Daraisa, and the Shita of Rover Shonim Tosus, the Rabban, the Balamor, that Bizman Hazeh, Sfira Somer, its entirety is only considered as the Gemara's Menachas Samach Lava Meimar, only a Zeichel HaMikdash, because we lack the Minchas Samach.